You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, December 15th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And for the first time in almost a month, it is a victory Monday for you guys. The Eagles finally get back in the winning side of things with their 31-0 dominant victory over the Las Vegas Raiders, a game that really wasn't even as close as 31-0 sounds, which is wild. I mean, the Eagles just played with them the entire fourth quarter, just completely controlled the clock. I think that final drive was like 11 or 12 minutes. Really should have been 21-0 right away. That Dallas Goedert unfortunately drops a touchdown. He makes up for it later with a pair of touchdowns. But they just completely and utterly dominated that game. And look, me and James said it a bunch of times on the postgame pod, and I'm sure it's something we'll say throughout the week. In fact, I would bet the most said phrase in Philadelphia sports this week will be, I know it was the Raiders, or it was the Raiders. And guess what, everybody? We know who they played. We know the Raiders suck. But I guarantee you not many people predicted them to win by 31 points heading into that game. I know I predicted them to win an ugly game. A lot of people predicted them to win an ugly game. A lot of people were saying, how could you pick them to cover the 12.5 points? Well, now afterwards, we don't get to say, well, it was just the Raiders. Because going into that, not many people thought they would dominate the way they did. So the Eagles move to 9-5, get back on the winning sides of things. And as things turn quickly in the NFL, the vibes are high again. People are feeling good about the team. The players are feeling good. And that number one seed is not completely out of the question at this point. It's going to be hard to get, but I don't think it is out of the question. With the schedule they have coming up, with the way they played on Sunday, really with the way the offense has played the past 2 weeks, I think that they're in a good position right now. So I was happy last week that I allowed myself to be authentic with how I felt and say that I did still believe in the team. And I think on Sunday they justified that belief. And I think moving forward, there's lots of reasons to be optimistic about this team. So let's get into it. Let's get your Victory Monday started with what is on the schedule for today. And well, with the Eagles having a short week, they don't play again until Saturday, so they don't get that full week off. Another odd week for the Eagles in terms of preparation. But because they don't play this upcoming Sunday, they play on Saturday. We won't hear from Nick Sirianni until Tuesday. We won't get his normal day after press conference today. Tuesday will be their Wednesday. Wednesday will be their Thursday. Thursday will be their Friday, and so on and so on. So short week for the Eagles as they try to follow up this win with a win on the road in Washington. A weird 5 o'clock kickoff time in Washington. Truly the worst road trip of the year. The worst stadium in the NFL. And it's kind of a shame that the game itself will mean nothing for Washington. You think about Washington last year and the rivalry that was brewing. We didn't get any good Eagles-Washington games this year. So, bit of a different schedule. No Nick Sirianni today. But we will get Jordan Mailata at 6 o'clock with Jordan, Spike Eskin, and myself. And then the Players Lounge at 7, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, and myself, and a player to be named. So tune in to WIP at 6 o'clock tonight. Literally listen to WIP all day, but 6 o'clock tonight, Jordan Mailata show. 7 o'clock, the Players Lounge, and then we'll put those in the feed if you are unable to listen to them. So that is what is on the schedule for today. The injury report. Well, it was a healthy game for the Eagles. The Eagles didn't suffer any new injuries. There was a few moments in the game. Saquon looked like he was getting checked on at one point. Jalen got kind of rolled over. Maybe that's the best way to explain it. His leg got like caught between his knee. My guess is he'll be sore tomorrow, but he said afterwards pretty much that he was fine. Kind of dodged the question. Was also very short with the media. You hope that's not related to how he's feeling, but that will be something that we'll monitor throughout the week. And then Lane Johnson, another report that it seems he's going to try to play against Washington. So good news for the Eagles that Lane seems to be coming back, and also that they got out of this one relatively healthy. So not much new injury news to report from. All right, so the news. Well, guys, good news. The shirt that I talked about all season, the shirt that I said was being designed by one of the top artists in the city, the top sports artist in the city, in my opinion, Dewani Saraya. It's out. It's available. The design, you can check it out. I tweeted it out. You can get it on a shirt. There's also this sick option to get on a mug. I think it looks super, super sick on the mug. So as you know, I am working with Treehouse Books this season to raise money to help Treehouse Books, a local nonprofit in North Philadelphia that tries to get books into the hands of children. Or I should say they do it. They don't try. They do it. They try to get books into the hands of as many kids as possible is a better way to phrase that. So go and check out the link in the podcast description. And if you can, go make a donation. There is details in there about how you can get the shirt. If you've already made the donation for the shirt, pretty exciting. I think it's an awesome, awesome shirt. It also looks really cool on the mug. The design's on the back of the shirt. They got a little cool thing out the pocket. So I'm really, really happy with how it came out. Worth the wait. in my opinion. So thank you to everybody that has donated. We're over $15,000 in donations, which is just crazy. And as a reminder, you can win a Zach Bond signed football as well. So thank you to everybody. And hopefully we can keep the donations coming. And hopefully we can, you know, keep raising books for kids in the area. Really awesome to see Eagles fans show up and show out for this, as they always do when it comes to helping out. Okay, let's get into some things that the players had to say in the locker room on Sunday after the big win. And really my biggest takeaway from being in that locker room and watching the game on Sunday and really being around the team all week, but especially like having it like hammered home in that locker room on Sunday, was I think this team is still very unified. I think this team is not, you know, split. I don't think they're fractured. I don't think they're giving up. I don't think they're going to collapse. I think that was evident by their win on Sunday. We'll see how they play next Sunday. Of course, they still have, you know, some work to do to get to the playoffs, get that division title, and it's not over yet. But I really sense a team that is still together. You see the defense sticking up for the offense. You see the offense really talking up the defense. You see guys hanging out in the locker room. You see guys from different position groups talking. And one thing that really, really stood out to me was three different people were asked what made the defense so great today, right? Why was the defense able to be so dominant against the Raiders? And it was Nick Sirianni, Cooper DeJean, and Zach Bond. So the head coach, a secondary guy, and a front seven guy. And, you know, Jordan Davis was asked as well. I'll tell you what he said. But I'm going to play them all in a row and tell me if there's something you guys noticed. So first up, Nick Sirianni asked about why the defense was so great.
Yeah, defense overall, though. Like the level they're playing, do you feel like this is the way they need to play to carry you into the postseason here?
Yeah, we don't think about that, Zach. We just think about the next game. Will be our focus after we enjoy this one will be Washington. And they've stacked some good games upon each other. And, you know, our defense has stacked some good games upon each other. And, you know, we're not thinking about postseason or anything like that. We have work to do. We have to continue to get better to be playing our best football by the end of the year.
All right. So you heard what Nick has to say. Cooper DeJean asked why the defense was so great.
Stopping the run. I mean, it always starts with stopping the run. I think you stop them, you know, in the run game, and then you put them in predictable situations, and then we're able to, you know, use our coverages to match routes the way we do. You know, I think it, you know, it helps. You know, and those guys up front are good enough for the quarterback. When we do force them to pass it, makes it easier on us in the back end. You know, only having to cover for, you know, 2-3 seconds, they're already back there. You know, and just everybody working together, I think, is the biggest thing. You know, when we're able to do what we do in the run game, those guys up front stopping the run, and then the way we match routes in the back end, I mean, I think we're a pretty tough defense to beat when we do that.
Cooper, at what point do you...
And then finally, Zach Bond asked, the defense, pretty dominant on Sunday. Why was it able to be so dominant? Here's what Zach Bond had to say.
I think Vic called a really good game, and we played really well. We executed really well. We stopped the run early, and they got away from it. Played complimentary ball. We scored points, kind of forced their hand to throw the ball, and I feel like we're really good in rushing coverage.
Stop the run, stop the run, stop the run. Sirianni, Cooper DeJean, Zach Bond, and Jordan Davis said it as well when I asked him. They all said the same thing. They were focused on stopping the run. And to me, it is so telling when an entire team like says the same things independent of each other. It shows that the messaging is getting through. It shows that they know together what their goal has to be. And I know this isn't like rocket science. Stop the run, makes it hard to pass. Like, I get it. But I just thought it was so noteworthy that they all repeated stop the run. They all were like, this was our goal and this is why it was great. And I sense that on the offensive side of the ball too, which we'll talk about in a minute. But I sense a team that's listening to their coaching. I sense a team that is being well coached. And now on Sunday, a team that executed. And boy, oh boy, did the Eagles defense execute. 3.5 yards allowed per carry. 1.0, like, get ready for this. 1.0 yards on average per passing play for the Raiders. Now that of course includes all the sacks, which takes away from the net yards of passing. But when the Raiders pass the ball on Sunday on those passing plays, they averaged 1 yard per passing play. I mean, that is insane. And again, 3.5 yards per carry. They absolutely stopped the running game. Not that the Raiders running game is anything special, but they stopped it. They held the Raiders to 3 of 12 on third down. Obviously, they never even came close to scoring at all. They didn't score any points, but they barely even got across a half field. The Raiders' 75 total yards were the fewest surrendered by an Eagles defense since December 4th. So, you know, basically almost to the day. 1955, almost 75 years since they have allowed this amount of yardage or, you know, lowest yardage versus the Chicago Cardinals, only allowed 49 yards that day. So 75 total yards allowed on Sunday. Haven't had that much since December 4th, 1955. That's crazy. And yeah, they were dominant. The front four were absolutely dominant. You know, Brandon Graham, we saw move inside to defensive tackle, and he's really, really starting to play well at that position. Finishes with 2 sacks on the day. Was in the locker room, of course, feeling good afterwards, joking around with Jordan Davis about where they were going to go get dinner after the game. So you can just really see the guys hanging out. But Brandon Graham, at 37 years, 255 days, became the oldest player in Eagles history to register a sack in a game. He also became the oldest NFL player to produce multiple sacks in the first half of a game since Bruce Smith all the way back November 28, 2002, at Dallas, and he was 39 years, 163 days old. So Brandon Graham, absolutely, you know, has played really well for this defense. And I was not a fan of him coming back. He got the storybook ending, but you can just see the joy that that he is playing with out there. I do think that they are a team that is happy to have Brandon back. You can just see in that little corner of the locker room how talkative he is. He's laughing around. The guys are talking to him. During the week in the locker room, he's a constant at his locker. He's next to Jalen Phillips. I think he's helped Jalen Phillips kind of get acclimated to Philadelphia. So he definitely has been that positive in the locker room that they were hoping for. But, and I know it's easy to say coming off of a great defensive game, but you just look at this defense recently, right? Detroit, dominant. Green Bay, dominant. Dallas, obviously not great, but only 24 points to the Cowboys at home is not really a bad outcome when you consider the offense did nothing for you the final, you know, three quarters. Chicago, absolutely a bad game. Bad game by the defense. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But they go to the Chargers last week. They allowed 22 points, including overtime. And you look at what the defense has done recently over the past two games. So the Chargers score a touchdown on their opening drive. Since then, here's what the Eagles defense has done, like what the offensive drives have resulted in against the Eagles defense. Punt, field goal, fumble, interception, field goal, punt, field goal, punt, field goal, field goal. So bad end to the game there with the two field goals, but still no touchdowns against the Raiders today. Turned over on downs, punt, interception, punt, end of game. So that's 20 drives since they last allowed a touchdown. And in those 20 drives, 10 punts, only 4 field goals, and 3 turnovers. They are almost as likely to force a turnover as they are to allow points over the past 20 drives that they've been on the field. Now, obviously, part of that is because it's the Raiders. Like, ding, ding, drink, there's that saying again. But the Chargers, last week, they were very good for the majority of that game. So it does seem like the defense is rounding back into shape. Adoree Jackson had another good game today, had a really good pass breakup on a third down play. Quinyon, not much of anything from him, but that's not to be surprised. They could barely throw the ball. Part of that is because of Quinyon. Cooper DeJean, some really nice tackles in the game. You look at the linebacker, Zach Bond comes away with the interception. N'Kobe Dean had some big hits in the backfield. We already talked about the front four or that defensive line. So the defense, really, really good. And now going up to Washington or down to Washington, you feel confident about them. But again, I just sense a unified defense that's all on the same page. And when you have an elite coordinator in Vic Fangio and guys that are all on the same page and working in unison, that's when you get a great defense. So moving forward, I think you feel confident that this defense is going to keep them in games. And that's obviously a big difference in 2023 when their defense was an absolute train wreck. All right, let's talk about the offense. So all year, what you've heard the offense talk about is wanting to find an identity. And this is something Jalen Hurts has talked about quite a bit. Jalen Hurts constantly would bring up, like, whatever it is we're doing, whatever that plan is going to be, we all need to be on the same page with it, right? It's something he has said a few times. And they've been looking for an identity, right? Well, I think on Sunday, they found that identity. So Sirianni was asked about the offense searching for an identity, and here's what he had to say.
I don't know if there's been that search for that identity. How much of a step forward towards that do you think
Yeah, I think when you don't have the results, sometimes from the outside perspective, you think, hey, it's a search for identity. But we knew what we know what our identity, what we want to be in. That doesn't mean you force it on things game in, game out. But there are core principles and core philosophies of what we want our identity to be because of the players that we have. And, you know, we did a good job of executing. We did a good job of scheming today. And, you know, that was a good win.
So you hear there, you know, there are core principles and core philosophies of what we want our identity to be because of the players that we have. Now, I think what we saw on Sunday, and I know he kind of poo-poos the idea of an identity a little bit there, but they've been searching for an identity. Trust me. They've been searching like for a calling card to like lean their offense on. And I don't think they were dominant running the ball on Sunday for sure. Like you look at Saquon, 3.5 yards per carry, Tank Bigsby, 3.5 yards per carry, but just the sheer volume of runs that they had. Those two guys carried the ball 39 times. They finished with almost 130 yards. Again, not a great average, but what you saw on Sunday, in my opinion, was what they want to be on offense. What they want to be is a team that is run first, that takes shots down the sidelines, that throws safe passes like within 10 yards on the sidelines and doesn't throw it over the middle a ton. They'll do crossers, but just not a ton of like over the middle throws, right? So they're a run first team that wants to take shots in safe places like down the sideline, and then they want to take care of the ball. And that's exactly what they were on Sunday. And that was their identity last year. Now, last year they had a way better running team, so they were able to look way better on offense. But you think about how they won on Sunday, and it's not that different than how they won the Super Bowl last year. Great defense, leaned on the running game, big plays down the field, took care of the ball. That's their identity. Their identity is not schematically pleasing offense. Now, they did have some nice plays on Sunday, you know, some red zone stuff, like those type of things. But their plan is not to be this like intricate offense that gets into the high 30s every week. Like not that they don't want to score, but like they don't really care about that as much. They want to take care of the ball and take shots down the field, run the ball and control the clock. Like that is their identity. And I thought this Saquon quote about how the offense played was a good one too. So here's Saquon talking about the offense on Sunday.
I just felt like, you know, we had a mindset and we stuck to it. We didn't let the defense dictate what we do. And you can feel it. We have, I still believe we have a great offensive line. I know we still have a great offensive line. And we keep continuing to give opportunities to have those big jokes, a bit leaning on those guys in front. Stuff is going to open up. And I feel like that happened. When we get our running game going, even though it's not always going to be ripping 20-plus runs, it just opens up everything. But we did that, and something we can also improve and build on.
You talked earlier.
So what I liked in there is we didn't let the defense dictate what we do.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus
free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And part of the reason that they were able to not let the defense dictate what they do is they were excellent on first and second down. On first and second down on Sunday, they were only in first and 10 or second and 10 and longer one time. Like, think of how many times we've seen this team. First and 15 because of a penalty. Second and 12 because of a penalty. Second and 13 because of a loss in the running game, right? Second and 11 because of a loss in the running game. And that's not to say they got like a ton of yards on first and second down, but they faced much, much, much more manageable third downs than they normally do. The third downs they faced, third and 3, third and 4, third and 1, two third and 6s, third and 4, third and 6, third and 3, third and 8, third and 2, third and 12, third and 5, third and 4, third and 8, third and 3, third and 2. You listen to that, third and 12. One time did they face a third down over 10 yards. In fact, on average, they faced around a third and 4. It was around a third and 4.5. So you could average up third and 5 if you want, but on a victory Monday, I'm going to go with third and 4. So they faced very manageable third downs. So that's key. Like, when you are putting yourself into situations where it's not obvious what you have to do, like when Saquon says the defense isn't dictating what we're doing, I don't think he means like play calling. What I think he means is if it's second and 12, you kind of have to throw the ball. If it's third and 13, you have to throw it. If it's third and 8, you basically have to throw it. They put themselves in situations where they could do what they want. Third and 3, third and 4, third and 1, third and 4, third and 3, third and 2, third and 4, third and 3. Like, situations where they can go out and they can say, okay, we're going to run it here. Or it's third, like, we're going to pass it. Like, they were much, much better in dictating what they were able to do on offense. So I think one thing you saw on Sunday was the beginning of an identity. Lean on the run game. Get into manageable downs. Don't get penalties. Only 3 penalties on the game. And I can't think of a single noteworthy one. Tyler Steen had the one hold. There was that one. I think there was one of them was on the defense. But like, outside of that, they played really, really clean football. And I know when you're playing the Raiders, there it is, ding, drink. Like, it's going to be easier to be successful on first and second down, but the penalties is a focus thing. Like, that doesn't really matter about the opponent. So I think what you're seeing is when the Eagles like get penalties early and they're playing good teams and the pressure's on, like, that's where they start to kind of trip up. When they can play with confidence and feel like they're clicking and feel good, like a touchdown on the first drive of the game that had to feel good, they're a clean team. They can be a crisp team. When they are, they're an outstanding team, as evident by the 31-0 victory today. I know it's the Raiders, but 31-0 does not happen if you are not playing at an extremely high level. You can play any team in the NFL. You can play the worst NFL team of all time. If you are playing sloppy football, if you're getting penalties, if you're dropping passes, if you're getting negative plays in the running game, which all of which we've seen this team do, you're not winning 31-0. So I thought they turned in a really good performance, despite the fact the opponent, obviously not the best in the league. But as we know, it starts, it stops, it begins, it ends, the win, the loss. It's always on the quarterback. So on the other side, we're going to spend the whole part of the pod talking about Jalen. You didn't think I was going to not talk about the quarterback. So on the other side, we're going to get into that. But first, a word from our sponsors.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
Marshall's buyers are hustling hard to get amazing new gifts into stores, right up to the last minute. Like a designer perfume for that friend who never RSVP'd. Wishlist topping toys for her kids who came too. Mm-hmm. Belgian chocolates for the neighbor. A cozy scarf for your boss. And a wool jacket for your husband that you definitely did not almost forget. Marshalls. We get the deals. You get the good stuff. Even at the last minute. Find a Marshalls near you.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
So, Jalen Hurts, the much maligned Jalen Hurts, who, coming off of a bad game, coming off of a bad few games, certainly was under a lot of scrutiny this past week. I know a lot of people go, oh, WIP, like, everyone was talking about him. There were columns in the paper about him. TV stations were talking about him. National radio shows, national TV shows, everybody was talking about Jalen Hurts. And Jalen was asked after the game, how is it when everyone is watching? And I think it was phrased like your teammates watching, like the teammates watching to see how you'd respond to a bad game. And I thought this answer just like encapsulated exactly who Jalen Hurts is. So here's Jalen Hurts on everyone watching to see how he would respond to a week with those five turnovers and a loss to the Chargers prime time. How would he respond? Here's what Jalen had to say.
When you talk about responding from a personal level, are you aware that like everyone in that locker room is watching you and seeing how you personally will respond?
Everybody's watching. It just comes with it. And it hasn't changed. You know, I think everybody needs to remember where I come from and how I'm built. So I just want to lead in the right way, set the right example. Done the same thing since I went to the University of Alabama and, you know, everything that's been in front of me. So it's no different now.
I mean, if you know me, like, you know that that's a quote I'm going to love, right? That is franchise swag. That is a saying I don't use much anymore. But that right there, right? Everyone needs to remember where I come from and how I'm built. And I've said it before on this pod. You know, like, I've stood behind Jalen. Like, he's been flawed this year. He's not played well. But I've always said that one reason to believe in him is because of the mental. And he's right. Number one high school or, you know, top high school guy in Texas, Alabama, Oklahoma, Philadelphia, losing the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl. Like, he is somebody that is extremely, extremely mentally tough. And so rarely does he let the game snowball on him. Really, the Chargers game's the only time where, like, a lot, like, you know, the turnovers kept happening and he didn't clean it up. And on Sunday, after a week of hearing, and, you know, I would say he doesn't listen to WIP, but to be completely honest, like, I think he heard some of the stuff because you could tell just the way after the game, his answers were very short. Maybe he was sick, who knows? But to me, his demeanor was kind of, I know people talked about me all week. There you go. Like, he was asked if this was this is what you guys wanted to see game, and he said it wasn't. But I don't know. I could be wrong. Just my read on it was, like, he heard all of it this week, nationally, locally. He heard it. And boy, oh boy, did he respond. Jalen finishes the game 12 of 15, 175 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, 154.9 passer rating, 7 rushing attempts for 39 yards. Only 15 attempts, 3 of which were touchdowns. Should have had 4 touchdowns. Dallas Goedert unfortunately dropped one of them. But he was perfect on Sunday. He was everything the team needed. The deep shot to Devontae to start the game was awesome. Running plays to help move the ball. But like, what was telling is there were not a ton of difficult throws he had to make, again, because they were constantly in good third down situations. But the touchdown throw to A.J. Brown, really, really good touchdown. Like, easy throw, but a really, really good touchdown throw. So Jalen becomes the first quarterback in Eagles history to record multiple games with 150-plus passer rating and 80% completion percentage in the same season. He previously accomplished that feat, obviously, back in Week 7 against Minnesota. Hurts is now tied with Josh Allen and Drake May for the most 25-plus yard passing touchdowns in the league this season, tying the second highest such total of his career. He had 12 in 2022. So for all the talks about how they don't really take chances, he throws for more long touchdowns than any other quarterback in the NFL. Again, tied for the most, right? So right there with the Drake May and the Josh Allens, like, they throw long touchdowns. They get big plays on offense. And I don't think it's a coincidence that this year, in most of the moments where Jalen has had to step up, he stepped up. You think about some other have-to-have-it games this year versus Minnesota, they're coming off two straight losses, turns into perfect pass rating. Honestly, you could argue week one against Dallas, like, pretty big game, runs them to a victory, like, puts them on their back, right? Big games this year, Green Bay, Detroit, Kansas City, LA, Tampa, steps up big in those games that are going to end up being potentially really big when it comes to playoff seeding. The Raiders, coming off three straight losses, shows up big time. Now, there's also been games where he hasn't, right? The end of Dallas, didn't get it done there. The end of the Chargers game, had chances, almost got it done, had some big attempts to get them into, big completions to get them into scoring position, didn't get the job done, and of course, Chicago just had a flat-out bad game. So let's not act like every time this year he's had to step up and have it, he's gotten it, right? And I think he has really struggled this year for the majority of it, and I do think that he has been the reason the offense has struggled this year, more so than anything else. Of course, there's been other factors, the offensive line, the coaching, he's been the number one reason. But on Sunday, you saw, when he plays at the level he is capable of playing at, this offense and this team has no problem and is going to go very, very far. So I did think it was a very encouraging game from Jalen. And as I said, like, a lot of criticism this week. And Nick Sirianni was asked about Jalen, kind of what throughout the week, what he saw from Jalen. And here's what Nick had to say.
Coming off arguably what was the worst game of his career, how was Jalen throughout the week able to kind of keep focused and kind of flush that situation?
Yeah, you control your own confidence. You control your own joy when there's a lot of noise out there. You control all that. And what I saw from the entire team was, for the last couple weeks, regardless of the circumstances, we've been committed to playing Eagle football and doing the things we need to do to play Eagle football. That's tough detailed together. And that happens during the week. If we rode the wave of the outside noise, then you're not able to do that. I just thought we did a great job the last couple weeks of zoning in on what we needed to do and going to work every single day and not letting outside circumstances dictate anything how we feel.
So what I like it.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There is, you control your own confidence. You control your own joy. Jalen, certainly a very, very confident guy. But controlling the joy, too, I think is something this team has worked on. I think when you're coming off of a Super Bowl, it can be hard to be as motivated. And I think one thing that's happened with this team, I've never sensed like a fractured locker room like I did in 2023, but I have sensed like frustrated, right? But they've not done a ton of finger pointing. Really, only Jalen's had the finger pointed at him through national reporting, but there's not been, you know, quotes in the media kind of like hinting at the other side of the ball or when the defense could have definitely done it if they wanted. Like, I've sensed that they're together. So controlling your own joy and controlling your own confidence, I think that those are really telling quotes from Nick. And I think that Jalen's done a pretty good job of that throughout this season. Now, the other thing that happened on Sunday was Jalen was a dual threat quarterback. So many more designed runs than we normally see. A big third down and 12 run by Jalen that he didn't audible into. Like, that was a called play that he ran. He had another play where he got out on the side, had one-on-one, wasn't able to make the guy miss, but that was a designed run. There was a designed run early in the game. Like, they definitely had more of it. And Nick was asked about Jalen and the runs and being a dual threat quarterback, and here's what Nick had to say.
Runs to football and design runs, does that make the offense a little bit better for him and just for the offense in general?
Yeah, he's dynamic of being able to be a passer. He's dynamic to be able to be a runner. He's a dual threat quarterback. And you know, we had some good designs there today, and he did a great job of reading things and seeing things and getting the yards that he needed to get. A couple big third down conversions. Yeah, he did a nice job. He did a nice job with that today.
Yeah. So Jalen has, like, I want to say has to be a dual threat quarterback, but it's just so much better when he is. The offense is so much harder to stop. The opposing defense doesn't know what to expect. And I do think Jalen himself gets going when he is running the ball as well. I think, like, he can feel the confidence. Like, today when he ran that one play, he had that kind of like high step, like he was, you know, like trying to juke out the guy. Like, you can just see a difference in his running style. Now, he did, you know, have a, I think it was not on a run, but he had to play where his knee got bent back, and we'll see how he's feeling this week and feeling on Sunday. But I think on Sunday you saw what Jalen, like, at his best is. Confident, right? Coming in a week where he handled a ton of scrutiny, not letting it impact him, throwing the ball accurately, running the ball, taking chances down the field, not throwing the ball over the middle of the field in harm's way. Like, Jalen at his best can be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's not played like that consistently this year, but on Sunday, he played like an elite quarterback. And if Jalen plays like this the rest of the way, the Eagles are going to be very, very hard to beat. And as I've said, I still think, and I feel it even more after Sunday, there is not a team in the NFC that wants to come to Philadelphia for the playoffs. They would rather go anywhere else besides Philadelphia. And I feel that even more after Sunday's dominating win. So, hopefully it's a fun week. You know, it's been not the funnest of weeks for really anyone, for fans, for media, for fans of media interacting, for the team. Hopefully this can be more of a fun week. So go out, enjoy your Monday. We'll have a fun week coming up, you know, short week. So we'll have a lot crammed into the next few days, but more, you know, as always, tons of content, tons of Eagles talk, and I can't wait to do it with you guys. So until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.